Welcome back to Pace Immigration, paceimmigration.com. I'm really excited, actually, because I've been speaking with this person a lot on the phone and through email, and I'm looking forward to hearing what she has to say in person about startup visa success. I'm joined by Tamina A. Chowdhury. Tamina, how's it going?
Thank you so much for having me. All is well.
Great. I just wanted to maybe get into some vital signs for you, some of your details that people might want to know about. You're a great success in Pakistan. Great success now in Canada. Tell people about yourself.
Yeah, you know, I'm an passionate entrepreneur. I would like to call myself a passionate entrepreneur. I am the founder and managing director of InstaFoods. You have already mentioned that. And InstaFoods, we have, you know, I have incorporated in 2011 in Pakistan, and we had some very good work. I just want to, you know, tell you about what is InstaFoods. InstaFood is a sustainable food business. We offer different kinds of 100% plant-based natural products. And what our vision is to reduce food waste. And we have developed around 50 unique products that are all natural, free from any additives or preservatives. And that's something that, you know, I would like to bring in on the global scene. And that's why I thought and I, you know, look for Canada startup visa and apply for it, because I believe that Canada is one of the country that has, that offers the entrepreneurs a lot of opportunities. And that's why I opted for a startup visa, apply for it. I want to bring my company, InstaFoods, in Canada on the global scene. And I think I was fortunate enough to be accepted in a startup visa program. And here I am.
Excellent. You mentioned the startup visa, which is, of course, why we're doing this podcast and why we're doing this video if you're watching us on YouTube. I've got a quote here from the Government of Canada website where the Canada Startup Visa Program targets immigrant entrepreneurs with the skills and potential to build businesses in Canada that are innovative, can create jobs for Canadians, can compete on a global scale. That all sounds great, but for the average immigrant or prospective immigrant back in Pakistan or anywhere else for that matter, what was your experience like with the program? What first got you interested in it? How did you first hear about it?
Basically, as I mentioned to you, that I'm an entrepreneur, and my primary reason to move to Canada was not immigration, was to bring my business here in Canada and establish it. So that's why I was looking for the options that, you know, that are available in anywhere in the world. Honestly, I have been to Australia, I have been to UK and US as well, and I found Canadian startup visa program one of the most comprehensive and I would say useful for entrepreneurs who are even running their businesses in their home countries and or have some innovative businesses and want to scale up on the global level. And for Canada Startup Visa, you know, I was just searching for, you know, what are the opportunities for me to bring my business on the global scale. So I got to know about Canada Startup Visa. You know, at a glance, it looks very simple and easy, but it's not that easy because, you know, for a startup visa, you need to see and you need to look, you know, what the Canadian government wants, why they are offering this visa for the people or the entrepreneurs who are, you know, living anywhere in the world. So it was a bit complicated, but, you know, I was fortunate enough and I think I'm smart enough that I have gone through the process. I have, you know, developed it. It was, you know, go and back, you know, a lot of experiences, trial and error basis, but I have submitted everything on my own. And after that, for immigration, PACE law helped me a lot. You know, I got the support letter myself, but after that, you know, PACE law was there to help me for the immigration process, what is right, what is wrong. And they were to the handhold, you know that PACE law is, you know, is there to support you to do the handholding. So, you know, I have been, you know, with them and I have a very good experience with them. And that's why, it's because I have, you know, done everything on my own for the startup visa, for up to the commitment letter. So that's why now I'm working with PACE law as a representative for Pakistan and South Asia, especially, like, you know, especially for Pakistan, because I'm from Pakistan and I'm helping entrepreneurs like me who would like to bring their businesses here or who have startup ideas that are, you know, validated. That not the idea only, there should be a MVP ready for them. So, you know, you should have some validation for your idea. So you can apply for a startup visa and PACE law, and I'm here to help you out.
Excellent. There's a lot to unpack there. You went through a lot of stuff, and I just wanted to go back to something really interesting that you said because I find it kind of fascinating. A lot of people think about immigration is the goal, but for you, business was more the goal. So you're saying that the startup visa is a great way for business people to expand their businesses.
Yeah, exactly. That's the beauty of it for the startup visa, because you know when you come here on a startup visa. Either you are coming through an incubator or, venture capitalist, or, there are three streams, whatever stream through you are coming. So there is a lot of support, mentorship, networking, support from the government. So, it's not like that you are alone. So most of the time when you immigrate to a new country, so, you need a lot of support and help. It takes a lot of experience, and you need, you are in a new world, you don't know where to go, whom to contact. But with a startup visa, the best thing is that you have a lot of support from the incubator, from the mentors. And if you are coming through, PACE law program, and you they will do the hand holding as well. You don't have to think about it, and you don't have to go for anything alone. There's a lot of support available, mentorship. But definitely you need to have a proper business and proper business. That's the main point. If you have a business, you want to scale up. So this is the program for you.
Okay, so the startup visa at its most basic level, just for people that might not understand it, walk us through it a little bit, where you have a business, let's say you want to scale it up. The startup visa, what does it do? It connects you with the angel investors, and then what's the process from there?
There are three streams. One is, it will either a venture capitalist is interested in your business and they will invest in it. The other is angel investors. And the third one, and the most, I would say the most, easiest one in a sense, that the incubator or accelerator, you are accepted in an incubator and accelerator, and then you will have normally up to 6 months support from them, and they will you will have the mentorship from the mentors on their panel. They will guide you. There are a lot of online resources that you can use for establishing up your business. And the third is networking. For any business, networking is very important, and it plays an important role, because when you are scaling up, and when we say scaling up, I will give you my example. I have a food business, and we have been selling it in Pakistan, and we have got a very good response. But I want to sell it globally. And for globally, I think, I brought it here in Canada. Now I will be selling it as a Canadian brand. And so the world is at, on my, what should I say? I think the sky is the limit for me. I can sell through Amazon. I can sell to US easily. And, there are a lot of opportunities. So now I am in the first world country, and there are a lot of opportunities. And the good thing about, the businesses like us, like food business or any business that is scalable, there's a lot of government support also. That's why I think the startup visa, for any entrepreneur who is willing to scale up their business and want to take it to next level, a startup visa is something that they should apply for it.
Excellent. How long does it take?
Normally, with post-COVID, things are a bit changed. But, just like I have been working with a lot of incubators, and everyone is trying to make the process very smooth. So normally, if we, the moment you submit the application, it depends from incubator to accelerator and, type of stream that you are applying to. But normally it's from 3 to 6 months to get the letter of support. And then immigration, it depends all, it depends on, how strong your case is, if you are two founders, three founders. And then one more thing, very important thing I would like to mention here for startup visa. The good thing is that for the startup visa, up to 5 founders can apply for it. If you are a business and you have 3 founders or 2 partners, you all can apply for it, and all your families can get the immigration. And this is very good. And there is one more thing that is always, often people ask and, worry about it. What happens if we take our business to a new country, or, we bring here in Canada and it's fail or it's not as successful as we anticipated? The good thing is that, for the people who are applying for it, not only for the business purpose, but also for immigration purpose to get the, PR and the passport. The good thing is, if you are working for your business and you are serious, so it doesn't matter if your business is successful or not, you will get the PR, because you know you have tried, you came here and you have tried to establish your business. Because we all know this is something to, you know, out of 100 startups, 70 fail, only 30 successful, and out of 30, maybe like 4 or 5 are the most successful one. But the thing is that as long as your idea is good, it's innovative, and you are working for it, and you have tried your level best, so whether or not your startup, you know, startup has been successful or not, you will be able to get the PR once you
excellent are. Excellent. Last question, and then I can let you get back to being busy, because it sounds like you're very busy. What size are we talking about here? Like, people need to have some kind of realistic expectations. If they're in Pakistan or wherever, the idea is not here to just open up a small shop, is it? I mean, the government wants to hear about an innovative idea that's going to create jobs, no?
Yeah. So, you know, that's a very good question, because, you know, sometimes by innovative, people don't get this clear idea. The innovative means like, you know, you are not just having a marketplace example, you know, you are not selling others. There should be some innovative and unique factor in your business. Mostly the tech businesses are, tech startups are accepted because they are bringing new ideas and new technologies. And other than that, something that is scalable in a sense, maybe you are an artist, okay, and you are doing something that only you can do. So this is not something that is scalable. So, you know, but if you are an artist, but you have a team of people who are working for you, and you all are creating something very innovative and unique, and that is scalable, that can be sell to Australia, that can be sell to US, you know, something that is scalable and can be done by even with the hands or with by machines. But, you know, other than you, you can create jobs for the people, and something that is, you know, done by other people as well. So that has to be scalable. It's not just that you are one person, you have an idea and you are running a startup and you think that you will be accepted. It has to be a proper business, a proper idea, and you need to have a business. One more thing, a business plan, a compelling business plan is very important, because, you know, nobody is going and seeing your business and go and see your business, what you are doing. There is a due diligence, but at the same time, you know, what you write on the paper, it's very important. You know, will you able be to tell everyone without speaking to them, just on the paper, what your business about, and would you able to scale it up? That is very important. And here comes again the pay law, that, you know, they are offering a lot of support for business plans. And, you know, if you have an idea and you are running business, but you don't know how to establish a, you know, successful business plan, they are here, and I am here to help you step by step how to write a perfect business plan.
That's really great stuff. I know that you were mentioning networking, and you're extremely active on social media. You're all over LinkedIn all the time. I love seeing your posts. People can contact you there or through Pace Law Firm. Is that right?
That's correct. They can connect me through Pace Law, or they can directly approach me over the LinkedIn.
Excellent. So if you're looking for help with your startup visa, take it from someone who knows, because she's had great success with it, and she's doing very well in Pakistan and now in Canada. And that's Tamina Chowdhury. Tamina, thanks a lot for joining me today, and I hope to talk to you very soon about some more startup success.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.